Eason Attorney Partnership. Legal Alerts. Date, December 29th, 2020. Author, Muhsin Keskin. Nidar Gokman. The scope of public-private partnership exception to the FX loan ban extended. Recent development. The amendment introduced to the Capital Movement Circular on December 21, 2020 extends the scope of public-private partnership exception that applies to the FX loan ban. What does the amendment say? With the amendment made to the Capital Movement Circular on December 8, 2020, Turkish resident legal person shareholders of Turkish residents who conduct projects under the public-private partnership model were allowed to utilize FX loans, even if they do not have FX income. In order to benefit from this exception, the shareholders were required to inject the FX loans to be utilized to the share capital of the company that conducts projects under the public-private partnership model, and submit the original copy of the public-private partnership agreement to the lender or intermediating bank. The amendment allows the submission of a notarized copy of the public-private partnership agreement instead of the original copy to banks. The amendment abolishes the requirement to inject the loan proceeds to the share capital of the project company, and it is now sufficient that the shareholder utilizes the proceeds to finance the public-private partnership project in order to benefit from the exception. The following documents will need to be presented to the lender or intermediary bank for shareholder to utilize this FX loan. 1. A copy of the Trade Registry Gazette evidencing the establishment of the project company. 2. The original or notarized copy of the public-private partnership agreement evidencing the parties, subject, consideration, and date of the public-private partnership agreement, bearing the party's signatures, and a letter of confirmation from the relevant public institution evidencing the agreement consideration. 3. A statement of the shareholder that the entire loan amount is used, will be used, is transferred, or will be transferred to the project company to finance the public-private partnership project. Moreover, 1. If the loan amount will be used or transferred to the project company to be used for financing the public-private partnership project after a utilization, documents evidencing this, for example, bank receipts or correspondence with a project company, must be submitted to the bank. 2. If the loan proceeds will be netted with the amounts already used or transferred to the project company to be used to finance the public-private partnership project, documents evidencing this, for example, bank receipts or correspondence with a project company, must be submitted to the bank. These documents can only be utilized as evidence for disbursements and transfers made at most a year ago. If these documents are not submitted until the end of the construction period stated in the public-private partnership agreement, the bank will notify the Ministry of Treasury and Finance. Conclusion. The amendment eases accessing FX loans for the development of public-private partnership projects.